Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Jackson, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
And can you say hello, Michael?
Hello, that's you.
Oh, there we go. That was good, wasn't it?
I like that. A bit of extra flair on the end, a bit of extra sauce. Who was that?
Yeah, exactly. That's Jackson.
Yeah.
Who turns two next week. Very good for two.
Don't make people with a two-year-old that can't speak panic now, Josh.
No.
Everyone
course,
speaks in their own time.
Exactly. I've been telling myself that about my own son this week. This is Jackson, who turns two next week. We are from...
Suffolk.
Skegness.
Never got it right.
She describes it as Skeg Vegas.
Skeggy.
The sunny shores of Skeg Vegas, in brackets Skegness, in case I thought Skeg Vegas was a place. Keep it sexy, Michael. Much love and keep up the good work from Bryony and Miles.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, we should really address what's going on with the podcast, shouldn't we, Josh?
Yeah, so, we haven't quit.
No. So, last week, the Tuesday episode didn't get recorded. We just didn't do one. And we explained why in Friday's episode. However, Friday's episode didn't get uploaded because of a technical issue. So, I don't really understand what this is, but Michael here, the producer and head of technical issues, is going to explain. So the Tuesday episode never happened, didn't exist, so that didn't even go up. But the Friday one did, but for some reason has not gone onto your phones and tablets and stuff. Michael, why didn't the podcast go up on Friday?
Well, we are in the process of migrating where we host our podcasts. And happened during this process is the connection has been lost. So no matter what we uploaded, it was just bouncing back and forth between the old server and the new server.
Right,
yeah.
Do you think Alistair Campbell's been pulling some strings high up to try and block us from...
Maybe. So basically, the reason why we didn't do Tuesday's episode was on Friday's, which hasn't gone out, so we're going to play that in now.
Yeah, and when you listen to this, we've got to remember, it's quite funny that we recorded this intro... And then it was this intro. Of all the... Normally the intros are quite pointless and nothingy. It was this one that got lost and never went out.
Which wasn't great for Josh's anxiety.
That wasn't ideal. It wasn't ideal.
Okay, so here's what we did on Friday to explain why there was no Tuesday episode. Anyway, how are you, Josh?
Yeah, I should say sorry for Tuesday not happening, Rob.
Yes, there has been no Tuesday episode. We going to record it on the Monday, but we didn't get round to it.
Yeah.
People accusing me of having another holiday.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
I took the hit, I'll take it.
You know, I almost chipped in, but I thought there was some accusing Michael of fucking it up. And I just sat back happily and watched the carnage, because obviously everyone thinks that it wouldn't be my fault, because I'm the classic stiff neck. I'd be there.
There'd never be Josh. He sits there at his computer all week waiting to record.
Exactly.
He's not going to be late.
Exactly. No, I was... Rob, I basically... We've talked a lot about the amount of stress I've put myself under in the last maybe 18 months.
Yes, yes. And I'd say as well that that's not just you putting yourself under. I think in general, having a one-year-old and a four-year-old and working full-time is a very yes. stressful moment in anyone's life.
Yes, I'd say. I basically...
But also you had committed to a number of things.
I have committed to a number of things that I shouldn't have committed to. I took all that stuff out of my diary and then bizarrely replaced it with other stuff. Even stuff like going to the gym I had scheduled in my diary. So it becomes a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Long story short, I basically had a breakdown.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at the breakdown. I'm like, no. laughing at the delivery.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say maybe that's speaking to that's too far.
But I think you're
delivering it for comic effect.
Yes, on the precipice. But well, from my point of view, I got a message on Monday morning. We were supposed to record, saying you're going to the doctor's because you're not feeling great. Can we do the recording later? And then yeah. you sort of, you know, well, you can take it away from there, really, Josh. I don't know the ins and outs.
Basically, Rob, my anxiety was horrific. I mean, obviously Ben Stokes has stolen my thunder slightly this week. That's slightly annoying.
What's happened
but there we
with
go.
Ben Stokes?
Oh, he did a very well, I haven't watched it, but very well regarded documentary about the hell of his anxiety in the last year and right. a half.
Yeah, it's not competition. Now you're trying to make this a competition. Who's got the most anxiety?
Well Rob,
I think
it was,
I think you're winning.
If it
at
was,
the
I'd lose, and I'm worrying about it.
You're worrying about what that means for you.
Exactly. No, I basically just couldn't face the world. Mm. And but I've taken a load of basically it's got to be a fucking line in the sand now. This is it.
I think as well, I feel like you're sort of, from my point of view, you're downplaying it slightly. Like your workload at the moment's been insane. You're on live telly every Friday and you've got to write towards that. We're doing this book, the podcast, which we love to do, but it is a big time commitment.
Yeah.
You've got a one-year-old that's running around not giving a shit because they're a one-year-old and that's what they do, causing havoc. You've got a four-year-old going to school. That's a big life yeah. stage for you as a parent, yeah, you and Rose, as well really. As her. There's a lot going on and you haven't got much breathing room. And I was saying, speaking to Lou about this.
No breathing room.
I know your eldest goes to nursery and stuff, but you haven't really got much immediate childcare. I know Rose's mum's around a lot, but there's no...
We have some childcare when we need it, but it's never... Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a nanny today and I'm going to go and I'm going to wander around. You know, it's always... I've got to be there here. Rose has got to be here. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you never get a babysitter just for you. It's always cover for work.
Yeah, so that's it. It's a line in the sand, Rob.
It felt like Monday was your Independence Day, where you said, this can't go on.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying myself. It's all too much. How am I going to rejig my life in order to get on top of this? And
some good news from Tuesday. John Richardson's taking over. It'll be you and him.
First thing to go. Me and Michael have had a chat, Josh. We're going to let you go, just so you can get your head around.
A bit of gardening leave.
Yeah, we really want to be supportive around your mental health, but it is holding us back from producing content. So
we
just
can't
bear that
miss
in mind.
An episode again. So that is one strike.
don't joke about this because this will be in the back of your head as one of your worries.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm
Friday,
glad you're feeling better.
I tell you now, I was feeling very bad on Friday before the last leg.
Yeah.
We had Rosie Jones on. I was like, I can't pull out of this. They put Rosie in my seat. Everyone would see what the option is. Of all the weeks, I can't pull out
so
on this.
So were you really worked up before doing the last leg, then?
I was on Thursday, actually. Last Thursday. I was in quite a bad... It's the thing where... I know this... Do you know what I miss a lot? And I know this sounds weird. Is the commute. Because it allows... mind space between work and home to some extent.
Mm.
It's that thing where you go and leave the Zoom meeting and now I walk downstairs and I'm parenting. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because you don't get weekends when you've got two small kids.
Yeah.
And I know this is... I'm not saying woe is me at all.
No,
I'm
not
just
at all.
Just saying, you know, it is bloody intense.
Well, I think that's the misconception is that in... Everyone should just be able to cope, and only people that have it the worst can find it overwhelming, which I think is ridiculous. And I think that life is so difficult for so many people for so many different reasons, and it shouldn't become a competition of who's it's better for or worse. If someone's not having a good time and feeling good, they're not having a good time or feeling good. Whatever the circumstances are, it's easy to point fingers. And I think acknowledging it and trying to do something about it is really important. And
'cause you don't have to live like that. You shouldn't think to yourself, well, this is just life. There is things you can do to help yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it doesn't always involve sort of money or work things or stuff. No. Like, it's just sort of creating time where, I mean, like on Monday, you just went to the pub with your mate to have a pint, just as a slight break, which is, it's rewiring your brain think, the way your brain thinks of going, I can just do that and I'm not being a bad husband or bad at my job or a bad parent. And, you know, because I think, you know, you can, and Rose can do the same as well, and just not feeling guilty for not being around your kids all the time.
I put so much pressure on myself to, as you know, like I feel a huge guilt about doing these things. I don't know where this has come from, but over the last 3 years, I started to feel like work and parent, I just haven't got
the balance,
the other
right.
things. Yeah. I haven't got the other things.
And I think as well, you do, even, and the thing is, I think you were in such a sort of muddled headspace, even when you did have time to yourself, you were so worked up and anxious, you weren't actually relaxing, you were thinking, I've got to really enjoy this now, because I'm at Glastonbury and I've got childcare, and we've been looking forward to this for 2 years, and if this isn't the best weekend ever, it's been a waste of time, because I'm back at work, and you're on that treadmill. And I experienced that when my kids were a bit younger, and I've got friends that had the exact same sort of burnout, and it's not sort of a big manic,
it does feel like
bipolar
burnout.
Depressive episode, it's just that I can't cope with what my life is like much longer. It's all too much. Yeah. And you have to tell someone, that's how you feel. And I had it, I wrote about it in my book in 2020, just before lockdown, when I had I would have had like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I was just burnt out. For 4 years, I've been doing work and parenting, and when they're at that young age, they are so physically demanding and so tiring that you just don't catch up on sleep. You never have any time for yourself. But I know people laugh, but like when they get into school and get into a bit more of a routine, it does help. But if you don't acknowledge it in your own head, it'll never change, because you'll just sit there worrying, well, I've got to go and pick them up from school in a minute. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's well done to sort of draw the line in the sand rather than just ploughing on.
I've just got to make myself do it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, exactly.
When I do stuff, I can feel my anxiety rising. So this afternoon, after this, Rob.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I might just go for a walk in the park.
That's nice. On your own?
Yeah.
I think you need a little hobby like I've got, which is Lego.
Hobby, yeah.
I like doing Lego because I don't think. I like doing colouring in because I don't think. Or listen to some sort of podcast. I've bought a jet washing game on my computer. I've been jet washing a computerized garden. It's quite relaxing.
Do you know what? Maybe anxiety is not that bad after all.
Lou walked past me and saw me doing it and went, "You're a virgin." The mother of my children. I have had sex with her at least twice.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's a solid gold fact.
That's a solid gold fact. Anyway, well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Josh.
It's also, it's a long road of ups and downs, isn't it? That's the other thing. So I felt awful yesterday on Wednesday, and today I feel much better. But what I would then previously have done is gone, all right, I'm great now. So what I'll do is this. No, you've got to go, I feel better today, but I've got to treat myself well, even though I'm feeling like I can do stuff today, if that makes sense.
100%. Just don't push yourself too much.
Now, there's one thing we need to do, which we're meant to do on Tuesday.
No. We don't need to do it. We weren't meant to do it. It doesn't matter. We're going to do it now. Change the way you're talking, Josh.
Change the way I'm talking. There's one thing that I didn't want to fucking do on Tuesday because I'm living my own life, right?
These fucking nerds are making us do. That's it. Doesn't that feel better, saying like that? The way you said it before was so you were in the wrong and doing it all wrong, wasn't it?
Should. I'm so bad for shoulds. I should do that. Anyway.
Beverly Nightmate, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Exactly. Good guest. If you're listening, Beverly, we'd have you on. Now.
Yeah. I tell you I tell you what should fucking stress you out. The amount of books you've signed. They've sent them to me. I can't believe you've done that, man. No wonder you're stressed.
Fucking mad.
I've only done one box. It takes forever.
It takes forever.
They need it back in 6 days. It's never going to happen.
Good news for you.
Yeah.
Certain person's breakdown has pushed the deadline of the printing of the book back. So you might have a little more time than you think.
What? I'm going to hang around with more burnt out people. This is great for me. I get to have all the benefits of you taking your foot off the gas without having to be stressed.
Exactly.
Actually, let's see how Josh, you sure you've done enough work today? Don't you think it should be done? I'm joking. Right, okay, what is the thing we've got to announce?
So, for the audiobook of our book, which, do you know what? We I had a leaf through and it's really funny, our book.
It is a good book, to be fair.
It is a good book. So for the audiobook, we thought what would be nice is if we did the chapter titles like we do the start of the episode.
Yes.
So you can send in your children doing the chapter titles, saying the chapter titles.
What's the email for this? Do we know the email?
We do know the email.
It's not on this email from Michael.
No, but I've got it. You've got it before.
Yeah. Why they email? Send me the admin.
Because you were in Florida and he texted me about it.
Yeah, it does very feel much like I've been on holiday and left you to hold the fort, and it's been a bit unfair sort of balance of.
he didn't include the fucking email. I'm sure. Here we go.
It doesn't matter, Josh. It doesn't matter.
Send it,
Josh. You know what? We can fuck all these people off. We don't have to do any of this.
Don't know. Fuck Michael, that's what I say. Fuck him.
I love it if you went on a mad rampage and started like smoking cigars and going on jet skis like Simon Cowell. I'm living my life. Imagine if your best life was basically Bahamas jet skis with Sunita.
And I tell you what, Rob, I've got enough money in the bank to keep that going for about 3 months.
What a 3 months. Okay, so what's the email, Josh?
Bonnierbooks, BONNIER books.co.uk. Do not send it to our normal email address.
No.
We will ignore those.
If you send it to our normal email address, not only will we not get you on the book, we will delete that email and you'll never be able to email us ever again.
Exactly, yes. ParentingHellBook at Bonnier, BONNIER books.co.uk. Books is pluralised, and we'll put it in the chat, in the description. It's in the. On the description on your phone or whatever you're listening on, who's not listening on a phone? It's there.
I've got. Do you want me to read out the chapter? So these are the words that we want you to get your kids to say. You don't have to do all of them. You could do one of them. Here we go. So we've got introduction, life before having a baby, pregnancy, birth, first few weeks, your relationship, sleep, wee, poo, and vomit. And that was sick, shit, and piss. But they've changed that.
Yeah, they've changed it for kids.
Wee, poo, and vomit, feeding, losing your social life, discipline, holidays, and then there were two, entertaining your child, going to school or nursery, friendship, who am I anymore, and conclusion.
Conclusion feels a bit...
Yeah, I feel like we could have bantered up those titles.
Do you think we should change? Do you think we should...
More works, Josh.
They are the titles we put in as like our holding... The thing is, in the book, it's got the, we're going to change conclusion. Don't write in with conclusion. Why don't you riff your own one for conclusion?
Well, I tell you what, do what I've just read out and then riff your own one and they can pick.
Yeah,
you might even write the title of the chapter.
Do whichever ones you want.
Josh, isn't this an easier way? You've just delegated this to our listeners. They will happily help you out with thinking of a title for a chapter.
Yeah, this is a much better way of doing it, right?
And do you know what, Josh? I've put my heart and soul into this book, but can I tell you something? I don't give a fuck what the chapter's called.
I didn't think about the chapter titles because in the
book. Are you worrying?
No, well, in the book it's fine because there's like a nice quote from the chapter as the kind of heading of the chapter, but in the audiobook that's not the case. So why don't you just riff whatever you want as well? Oh my god, they're going to absolutely kill us for this. Fuck it.
Yes, Josh.
If you're going to work with fucking riffers, that's what you're going to get.
If you're going to work with a fucking cool dude comedian like Josh Whittaker, who just bowls around with cigars and his leather jackets.
Yeah.
That's what you signed up to.
So just say losing your social, but let them riff on it, really, and we'll use them. Put in your heading which chapter titles they've done, because that'll make it easier for them.
Perfect. Okay. Right. I think that makes sense. Well, thank you very much.
We'll probably plug it again at some point, so it'll make sense another day.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Okay, so Josh, how are you feeling 5 days after the Friday episode?
I am feeling better, actually. I'm sleeping all right and stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, so I am feeling better in that sense. But, I mean, I think I probably said at the time that... just full disclosure, we haven't just sat here and listened to that, so no. I'm trying to remember what I said.
Well, basically, well, from my point, what I got was you feel a bit burnt out, a bit overwhelmed, yeah. and not really enjoying life. You were sort of getting yeah. through it each day with parenting yeah. and work, and you just wasn't having much fun at all and wasn't enjoying yourself.
I'd say Friday last leg was tough.
Yeah.
If I'm honest with you. That was a really tough day. And you're building up to a live TV show.
All day long, yeah.
And all day long. And man, I just felt fucking empty. It was awful. And I had a beer at 9 PM to try and just make myself feel normal. I'd never drink before the show.
Oh,
normally.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's not good, is it?
Well, it was fine because it kind of loosened me up.
That's a slippery slope, though, isn't it?
I know, it's a slippery slope. I'm not going to do it. Like,
you already
fuck
have three.
I was good. I need to have a bloody beer before the last
time. Have you ever tried cocaine? Really peps you up.
But I, that was quite weird because, like, people were like, oh, bloody legend here, having a beer before the show. And I was thinking, not really. That's not quite what you're saying, but
I'm sort of panicking a bit. Oh dear. But you seem a lot in the higher spirits and a bit calmer than you did a week ago. Yeah. It's obviously, you know, an ongoing thing.
But do you know what it is, Rob? It's I can't use the fact that I feel okay today and felt okay yesterday to think that I can then just go back to living like I was.
Yes, where you were taking on far too much stuff and you were worrying about everything to an nth degree of yeah. like, you know, because we've had the podcast not going up just due to the technical problems and you were like, oh, should we cancel that or not do that? And just sort of thinking about, yeah. You're trying to problem solve about 15 different things that we have zero control over and it will get sorted when it gets sorted. But yeah, I think just taking it
remember
easy.
Remember the Serenity Prayer, Rob? That's always, I'd say, one of the great, are you aware of the Serenity Prayer? That
what's a Serenity Prayer?
Is grant us the serenity of mind to accept that which cannot be changed, the courage to change what can be changed, and the wisdom to know one from the other. No. And I don't know one from the other.
No,
I am bad at knowing what I can and can't change.
Yeah, because I think you've got a terrible, I'd say, mix of relentlessly trying to change things and make it better, but having zero self-belief that you can do it. So it's sort of like a salmon upstream. Even though you can do it some days, and it's totally within your control, but you still won't believe you can, but it won't stop you.
Yeah, it certainly won't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a work in progress life.
Yeah, it is.
And
it?
So hopefully, you know, this will all be a positive.
It will be. I think it's absolutely brilliant to be so open and honest about it. And you sort of have to when we do this podcast, because that's what this podcast is. And it's just people feel like that at times. I felt like that before. And, you know, this as well, like, it makes me sound like the biggest prick of all time. But I don't know if you've read my book, but if you do read it, I basically explain what you're going through and how I felt.
Yeah, it's a really good example of it. It's a really good, and it's really nice that, you know, because, you know, it's the classic, isn't it? But people appear all right, but they're not a lot of the time.
Yeah. That's the issue, isn't it? It's not that you can't do that when you feel bad. It's that you can do it and you can cover it up at the same time. And there's probably a percentage of people doing about 15 million different jobs that feel like that, but people get too good at hiding it. And the quicker you are to be honest about it, the quicker it'll get resolved and you can crack on with enjoying waking up in the morning rather than getting through the day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway.
Do you know, I woke up this morning with my daughter in... Rose is away at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, she's away, so you've got the kids on your own.
Yeah, she's at Hendu in Ibiza.
And not the best timing, is it?
But I didn't want to say that. Rob, grant me the serenity yes. to know what can and cannot be changed. And those flights cannot be changed. We had a lovely day yesterday, though, the three of us. It's actually, you know...
What did you do?
Morning, park.
Sorry, but morning, just quick funeral. A bit of mourning.
for the fact that mum's left. Morning, we went to the park, and then in the afternoon, we went to Sunday lunch at our friend's house.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice. And then my daughter is sleeping in our room, because when I'm away, she sleeps on the floor. And so when roses away. I gave her that opportunity, and it's actually really nice that.
Yeah.
It's a very pleasant thing.
Well, Lou was away last week, and then my youngest has been struggling to sleep. I'll get onto it in a minute about the jet lag from coming back from America. But she about 3 a.m, she went, Daddy, I don't... I went, get in the bed. She jumped in that bed in about like half a second, curled up and had a little sleep. And it was so cute. And then like we slept in a little bit because of the jet lag. We were sleeping in more and going to bed later. And someone was gardening at about 8 a.m, like really loud lawnmower. And she went, it's so loud. I went, just put the pillow over your ears. And she did. It was both laying there with pillows over her ears.
Now, tell me about your holiday.
Yeah, so basically, last time we properly spoke, I was still in Florida, wasn't it, that the audience have ever heard, apart from that one we just played in. So basically, what has happened? So when I was down in sort of more rural Florida, I got left alone completely and said I didn't like it. But then when I was at Disney, it was amazing. And they got to meet Mickey and Minnie, which was... very special.
Wow. Did they not get to meet them the first time?
No, because of COVID, it weren't allowed when they went the first time. So they met Minnie and Mickey, which was pretty special. Lou had a photo with Minnie and Mickey as well. And
yeah.
I'm not sure about adults having photos of Mickey and Minnie.
There is a comedian, Rob, who's currently at Disneyland who doesn't have any kids.
Oh, yeah, because he messaged me about this. He's going with his partner, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they've gone and they're loving it. They're absolutely loving it. Do you think your kids are the problem? They're holding you back at Disneyland. Would you enjoy it if it was just you and Lou?
Yeah. In a different way. So basically, we get back to Disney. I have a brilliant time at Disney, right? But the heat is too much. It's the humidity in August is unbearable. And because, you know, when you're in America, you eat. Like, I was so hot, like walking around with the kids, and I'm about a stone overweight. I was sweating.
I bet you looked like such a Brit. I look terrible in the humidity.
Oh, my God. No,
I wear it badly.
Me too. My hair was so big because I didn't have an haircut and it just goes out like a mushroom. I've got the glasses slipping down my nose like some sort of sweaty pedo. And then, like, everyone was English. Literally everyone. And like,
oh, so it was different to last time.
Yeah, so it was more English than last time. I definitely would recommend April or October just because of the heat. And stuff, but I don't mind it. But then I was in the queue on my own, and there was this English couple and started talking to me, and I'm just so hot. And I was like, oh yeah, cool. And then her and her daughter just turned around and was chatting to me, and it was at that point of a queue where it's sort of everyone sort of merging, so it's sort of like everyone right at the front. We weren't in the proper like single like line, and she's talking to me, and about 10-15 people go past, and I can just see minutes clocking up of the queue. And I went, you're going to have to stop talking to me and turn around and join the queue. Because I wasn't in like like PR smooth hey guys mode. I was literally just like, but I was like, we're gonna miss the ride here if you don't get out, but like carry on. And then I think I was just getting a little bit too hot, and I was like, say I was my glasses were slipping down. I was all hot and overweight and all sweat patches. And you know, and people wanted photos. Had a photo, and at one point she said, you don't look very happy in that photo. And I was like, I can't lie. It's 40 degrees. I look like a pedo, and I'll have the photo, but I can't promise to look happy in it. And then, you know, I've been getting better at rides.
Yeah.
I went on, so I was building up to go on Aerosmith's Rock and Roll Roller Coaster.
Aerosmith's the band?
Yeah, so they've got a ride there, and it's basically their music playing. And the ride is that you're escaping from LA, and there's like, it's in the dark, there's all like neon signs, and I thought I'd be fine, but I had like a panic attack because basically I think the reason I don't like rides is my mum when I was little told me that a friend died on a roller coaster.
What?
So I remember that when
it was a true
story that she told me about, and my mum and dad never really liked rides. And I remember being on one of them really horrible rides that was you know, like at a common, it was like Woolwich Common or something like that, like a fairground thing.
It
was like a metal cage that span round, and I remember my brother not liking it and him crying. I remember putting my fingers in like these little metal holes, like little, like, and screaming, going stuck like a chain link things, going stop the ride. And I think that's why I don't like rides. So I've got better at it, and I've been working through it and stuff, and doing all my breathing, and you know, what's in the way is the way.
There is an argument, Rob, that they're not things that you have to do in your life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And I don't go on ones that are big drops, but really fast ones I do like. So I knew I'd like that ride once I was on it. But my anxiety just wouldn't let me get on it. The same way as my anxiety stopped me from doing stand-up for years or performing at school for years. So I knew once I broke through that, because if you saw me at school, you never thought I'd been a comedian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so but I walked through like that, and then I heard screaming, and it was dark, and I could feel myself getting a bit panicky. Then when I walked through, it's actually like a chain link fence around the edge of the ride. And I was like, you know, the rides, because it's supposed to be like the back streets of LA. It's all like a chain link. So I was like, and then that stuff, because I was getting flashbacks to that ride as a kid. And I was like, so I'm having a full panic attack now. And I thought, it's not worth it. And then I'm trying to go, what's in the way is the way. I'm trying to do all my like meditative shit like that. And I'm losing my head. And then someone goes, hello, can I have a photo? You're from Taskmaster. And I'm like, my anxiety went up again. And then someone took a photo of me. So there's a photo in the world of me having a panic attack.
Oh my God! Well, that fits in with our. We were doing a when's the weirdest place you've had a panic attack? Right in, weren't we? As
yeah, exactly. But then I bottled it and I went, Lou, and then that photo threw me over the edge. I went, let's just get off, let's get out. And then I didn't do the ride in the end. However, I didn't beat myself up too much about it. And then when we go back, I will try and do it. But I think it was just all too much. And then I had a bit of a outburst at the airport, Josh. So like I say,
they're not the place for you, are they? This year.
I'll always have a photo. I don't want this to be the whole having photos, I'm famous episode, but it's what happened in the last bit of Florida. Yeah. And anyway, I was in the airport. We just checked all our bags in. We're all a bit tired and blah, blah, blah. And it's been, you know, I've had to drop the hire car off. I've carried all the bags, you know. Anyway, so I'm getting the kids a bit of food before you go through. And a few people have come up and said, have some photos. Whatever, that's fine. And then this sort of 16, 17-year-old kid walked past filming me with my daughters eating like a pizza. And I just sort of put my hand up and sort of did the, like, you know, like across your neck, like cut it out. No, don't film, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. And he sort of just laughed and carried on filming.
What?
And I just carried on like properly filming like my daughters. And I just
that's weird.
Honestly don't remember anything. And then all of a sudden I was in front of him telling him off. So I just ran over there. Wow. And I just went.
Yeah, but that's so weird. That's inappropriate. Well, exactly. Behavior, like, right?
You can't film my kids. I don't care. You can't film my kids. I'm just not having it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I went over there, and because I got there so quick and I was still chewing my pizza, I couldn't really enunciate. So I was going, screw, mate. That's bone out of order. That's out of order. Can you stop filming my kids? And he's like, in his defense, he went bright red, really apologetic. And I didn't shout at him. I said, look, have a photo of me if you want, but. I said stop, you didn't. I can't have someone, I don't know, filming my children, mate. Yeah. It's not on. And he went, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't realise. I got a bit overexcited. I went, not a problem. If you want a photo of me, that's actually fine, but you can't be filming my kids. Still got half a pizza in the side of my mouth. I've moved to the side, right? Anyway, then his sister comes up going, what are you having a go at him for? But like proper like,
oh, no.
You know, like teenage girl energy. I went, he was filming my kids, like, he said sorry, that's fine, but like he can't be happening. And he went, oh, why are you having a go at me? I went, I'm not having a go at you. I'm having a go at him. And she went, I've done nothing. I went, I know you've done nothing. I went, I'm not talking to you. So now I'm having a Barney of her. She went, and then she goes, oh, he's out of order. I'm going to go and get dad. I'm like, oh, no, don't get dad.
Oh, no.
Fuck it.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I know I'm waiting for dad. You know, I felt like I was at school. You know when they go, I'm going to get my brother or my dad.
Oh, my God. Did you wait?
Yeah, I waited, but
and did
you
just start? Did you and the brother say anything while you were waiting for the dad?
He
to turn
was
up?
Going, oh look, I'm really sorry, and I went. And me and him were like best friends by then. I went, look, mate, I've no problem with you whatsoever. I just you can't film my kids. You can't film my kids. I went, I know you're young. When you have kids, you'll totally get it, but you can't be filming my kids, mate. All right. And then the dad come over, and he was fucking massive, and I was like, do you know what though? I was so amped up. I was like, if he. At this point,
what are Lou and your daughters doing at this point?
Sitting there eating pizza.
And they're watching it unfold.
Yeah, they're watching. But I was in such a sort of red mist. If either of them had gone back at me, I think I'd have ended up being arrested for having a fight in an airport.
I think, just to be clear, you'd have been arrested for having a fight. In an airport, that's not part of the crime.
Yeah. Mate, I've been arrested for having a fight in an airport. But to be fair, the dad come over and he went, what's going on? I went, look, he was filming my kids and I just told him not to. And the dad was like, okay, fair enough. Okay, and he was sort of a bit embarrassed. But then I felt horrible after.
And you should have said, and your daughter, that's the one I've got a problem with, mate.
Well, she was just trying to defend her brother because I was sort of telling him off. So it was all fine. And then I felt really bad and I thought I should go over and apologise. And I go, well, I shouldn't really because I don't think I've done anything wrong. I didn't shout. I wasn't aggressive. I just said, please stop filming my kids, which is fine. But it was just sort of, it's really hard to know if you're doing the right thing or not.
I think you've done the right thing there, though. I don't think there's a, it's just an unfortunate unfortunate situation where you can see why everyone has acted like they have, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it was all fine in the end, but I just hate, it's horrible sort of being told off as an adult.
Did you enjoy the rest of your pizza?
No, I sort of just spat it out into a tissue and I got back and I said, Daddy, well, who were those people you were talking to? I thought, just some friends from work. I sprinted at and spoke at, still eating pizza. That was but I think I was a bit, like, I've absolutely loved the summer holidays and I've took the whole summer holidays off, really. And I'm in a very privileged position to do it. I mean, I am working basically the whole of the autumn nonstop, but I am excited for the kids to go back to school. You just sort of lose time for yourself.
When do they go back to school? Next week?
Next, I think it's like the 5th or 6th. So they're back next week. So last week, this week.
First day at school next week, right?
Oh, yeah. So mad, we haven't spoke it? About that. About your. That's have you got mad. The uniform?
Yeah, I got the uniform. She loves the uniform.
Oh, does she?
Also, so this is recorded. This will go out the day of her last day at nursery, which I can only do. I'm gutted because obviously I can only do drop off. I can't do pick up because
it's last leg.
Yeah. They gave us a photo. They've got a little graduation gown that they've put all the kids in and taken a photo of at nursery.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So she's got a graduation photo. She seems totally fine with it. Absolutely fine with it. But she doesn't understand, obviously. Not that I'm saying you need to understand this is a big deal, but like, I think...
I love that. So Josh, you just sat her down and go, you've got to realise this is quite a big fucking change for you.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
You're going to fucking hate this.
Yeah. I think, you don't know, because you don't really know what to think. You don't want to... I'm just trying not to think about it, if that makes sense. I'm not really overthinking this.
I think that's the perfect thing.
Actually, surprisingly far from my concerns, if you know what I mean. I feel quite... But I worry in 2 months I'll go, well, you're overconfident about that. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, what can you do?
But there's no point worrying about that, because you're inventing things to worry about. It's absolute. But the reality is, there is nothing you can do. You can buy the uniform, make sure she gets an early night, and you're not dragging around pubs and, you know, taking her to things. Make sure she gets a good early night, and she's got the right uniform. You drop her off on time. Your job's done.
Rob.
It's on her, then.
Rob, grant us the serenity of mind to accept that which cannot be changed, the courage to change which can be changed, and the wisdom to know one from the other. Bang.
Exactly. So, I think that's something you can overthink it, and it's more the parents' issue than the kid. The kid is like, I'm going off somewhere with some new people in a cool uniform, and I can do PE there and learn to read and write and all these fun things. Well, we're going, oh, my God, my baby.
Well, she's so excited because when she did the open day, they had a space hopper. And that's all she goes on about. And her friend who's going to a different school is like jealous that my daughter's going to a school that's got a space hopper. And you're going, you guys have... You really focus on some weird shit, don't you, when you're four?
Yeah, but or are you the one focusing on weird shit?
Yeah.
Invented scenarios for two months' time.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be excited about your space hopper, mate.
Yeah, just look forward to the space hopper. So
you've got your own guitar in your office, mate. That's exciting. Yeah, you can play that whenever you want.
Exactly. I haven't touched it in years. She goes to school and my son goes to nursery on the same day. What a decision that was.
So what's the schedule? What's the drop-off? What's your new school commute and drop-off time? I love school commutes. What you
so
got?
It's 9:30 it starts.
Is that every day or is that just the initial...
Every day.
Okay, 9:30. That's late, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? And it closes, stops. What, finishes? School ends?
School ends.
At 4.
Right, so it finishes a bit late. Yeah, so we've got you can drop off between 8 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. And then pick ups from like 10 past 3 or something.
Right, yeah. And there's so after school early. Clubs.
There are after school clubs.
She's turned down karate. They said we need to know on karate before it starts.
That's a tough call. That's too many decisions for a 4-year-old to 5-year-old to make.
I thought, do you know what? I'm sure if she gets a thirst for karate in 6 months, we can sweet talk them into getting in the karate. But let's not throw her into karate week one.
I've still got a taekwondo outfit for a 4-year-old that's never been worn. if you need that. It's pretty much the same outfit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So 9:30, and then what time's the... You can drop off your boy at the nursery.
The nursery's really near the school, so...
Oh, so you can just do that straight after?
Straight after.
Perfect. So that's good. 9:30, yeah, it's a late one, isn't it? So what's your plan for after school and stuff like that the first week?
Man,
and
what,
so what's your short-term plan and then long-term plan? Am I stressing you out?
No. It's fine. What's my short-term plan?
Well, because you don't want to bang them into after school club week.
Although I saw my friend yesterday whose daughter's just done the first year.
Yeah.
And he said, we left it too late with after school clubs because once she'd learned that school could finish at 3, it was too late. Yeah.
Okay. Because we got it the other way around because we don't do many after school clubs. Occasionally we do if it's an activity she wants to do or say I've got work and Lou's got something going on. We may put her in there for an hour or two. But she's well up for it. She's been asking to go.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I think we're refreshingly unprepared, Rob, if I'm honest with you.
And how late can they stay? What's the latest? 6? Do they do it till
probably,
6?
Probably, yeah. That's the thing. The 2 days he's at nursery, we'll probably put her in after-school club because otherwise we're not really getting the most out of the nursery time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you might as well do those 2 days that she's in and then everyone's in till 6-ish or whatever and then that way you can get all your admin, all the boring stuff that you need to do about kids. Because that's what the odd thing in the school holidays, I got stitched right up after the holiday. Look, so I went and got the cat in the morning, then I had to go and get the dog. Lou, I don't know what Lou was doing, but Lou, I ended up taking the two girls to the hairdressers with me to sit in the hairdressers. Oh, I've not told you this about the dogs, right?
So, what, for your own hair or
so I had to get my hair cut. I had to get my hair cut. So I took the girls to get my hair cut and then we went from the hairdressers to pick up the dog, right? So I took a bottle of water in the hairdressers for the girls to share. Obviously, the eldest sculled it, necked it to wind up the younger one. So
of course,
the hairdresser, Charlotte, lovely Charlotte, said, don't worry, I'll get you some more water. Gave it to the youngest. She sculled that.
Oh my
The eldest, so she filled it up again and then they had half each. Anyway, have my hair cut, get me hair done, drive to the dog hotel to pick up the dog, right?
Yeah.
Both need a wee.
Yeah, of course.
Nowhere to go. It's basically a motorway.
There's
and then
no
we come
toilet
off the
in the dog hotel.
Well, there is, but the dog hotel is basically on a farm and they get this giant field to run around in all day and then they get put in a kennel at night, okay?
Yeah.
It's lovely, right? Really good. So they go and do that and then... And then I get there and I think, they'll have a toilet.
Yeah,
so we go there. You get there, there's 40 dogs in a field, right? And then you knock and then they basically go, you wait outside because if you go in, it's bedlam. And then they bring your dog out with all the stuff and then you go home. I say, excuse me, do you have a toilet? They went, yeah, we do. Only problem is it's in the field and it's a portaloo.
What?
So they've just got one portaloo in the field just for the workers during the day.
Yeah, of course.
So she went, come in if you want. I'll try and put the dogs away. There was still 35 dogs out, right? I'm now walking through a field holding my kid's hands with 40 dogs.
Oh, my God.
With 40 dogs around us. But they're all massive because there's, like, little ones, big ones. There's, like, a husky that's, like, head and shoulders above the four-year-old, right? So they love dogs, but it's a bit overwhelming. So I end up having to carry them. So I'm carrying two children under each arm to the portaloo, and then I chuck them in the portaloo, shut the door, and now I'm literally... being attacked and licked by dogs, but not like cute puppy ones, the massive ones, all jumping at me, pushing me over, and then and I get out.
Please
and then
tell
I have
me
to...
there's CCTV.
There probably is. I'll have to ask. And then I have to carry the kids who both have a wee through 40 dogs. And I like my dog. I don't like lots of dogs.
And was your dog one of the 40 dogs?
He's out the front being held by the person that works there to come home. But I don't like dogs. I like my dog, but I don't like whenever I go to the park.
You like your dog?
And he's all right, but you know I've got to stop giving him a thumbs up because he don't even know what that means.
No,
they don't know
not.
What pointing is. Dogs, they just look at your finger. If you go
of
over
course,
there, they don't know that you mean over there. They think you're saying look at the end of my finger, and he's like, yeah, I will, mate. Where is it? Anyway, so that was a bit of a disaster.
Oh, man.
School, because my youngest starts her first day of primary school next week.
Oh, so it's a big thing for her as well.
Yeah, but she's really chilled. But because my eldest has gone there, she's quite comfortable with it all. We're quite relaxed and stuff. So she's used to all the uniform and things like that. So it's, I'm really excited, actually. I think they need a bit of structure because one thing I'd say, if you do go to America in summer holidays, and there's no school immediately after, you can never get them out of jet lag because there's nothing to get up for. So my kids weren't going to bed till like 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And then waking up at like 11 a.m.
Oh, mate, you've got teenagers.
We were all over the place.
So have you managed to reset them before school?
Yeah, they're better now. Our bedtimes are still way too late. They're still going to bed about 9 o'clock and then getting up about 7 or 8. But as soon as they, because we have to get them up about 7 in the morning for school. That'll sort them out. But it was good. But yeah, it was the carnage coming back with the dog and all that. I've got a few more funny things that my kids say that is wrong.
Oh yeah, yes please.
One says, for some reason she called the arcade on holiday the canteen, and I don't know why. I've corrected her every time, and she goes, "Can we go to the canteen again?"
Yeah, that's a weird one, that, isn't it? What's
really weird? If they the games room or called it like place, but the canteen. In Florida, because they have loads of electrical storms and they're all playing air raid siren around the pool.
Will they?
Well, it means get out, there's a storm coming, then you have to get out of the pool, which is absolutely terrifying.
Did it happen?
Yeah, because it's stormy season in August as well. Florida. I didn't really Google it properly before you went, if I'm honest with you.
It doesn't feel like it.
They call downloads on their devices lowdowns.
Who do? Your daughters or Americans?
Yeah, you know, we've got the downloads, the ones that are saved onto the pad.
Yeah, yeah.
See, they call them lowdowns. We've got no lowdowns, which is really cute, which I'll stop saying.
Yeah, that's quite cool, actually, isn't it?
Hell, I've got any lowdowns, but it doesn't make sense, does it, from a technical point of view?
Yeah, of course.
And I've got to tell you this. This was an amazing... We went to Legoland, right, last week, because we're absolutely obsessed. I mean, the amount of times people say to me, "Where's Romish?"
Does Rom get "Where's Rob?"
Oh, yeah, all the time. And do you know what? I think I'm getting a bit short-tempered with it because I am out and about with my kids all the time at the moment.
Well,
I'm not really at work in work mode. But sorry if it sounds like I'm whinging. I don't want to be that person that whinges.
Are they saying it as a joke or do they genuinely want to know if Romish is there as well?
Oh, it's a bit of banter.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I just go, I don't know. I don't know where he is. Portugal, I think. A couple more things. So basically, it was in Legoland and we went with another couple. And my mate, he's very good at sport, quite annoyingly good at sport. He wanted to do that basketball one through the hoop to win a big teddy.
Yeah.
He does it, wins a teddy for his daughter.
No.
My kids want one. I can't do it. About a tenner, can't do it. She's crying all upset. Eventually, Andy goes, "Don't worry. I'll try again for you," because my daughter's like desperately going, "Please win one, please win one," right? Anyway, so he gets there and another woman comes up to him and goes, "Please, can you," because we're holding the big teddy. She goes, "Please, can you win one for my daughter? We'll pay you to play." He's like, "Oh my God." So he's already got my daughter. What do you want? Anyway, he gets the basketball, sinks it again, wins one for my daughter.
Oh my God.
Then my other daughter goes, I want one.
Oh my God.
And then Andy, the other woman from earlier, goes, "We've got one ball left. Have a go." Gives them the ball. He sinks another one.
What?
He won two on the spin.
No.
And three in total, including the first one. So
he's going to get thrown out in a minute, like a cheat in a casino. Yeah,
exactly. So now he's won three giant teddies. And then that woman goes off with her daughter all happy. Then my other eldest daughter's like, "Oh, win one for me. I'm like, "Here we go. Tell you what, I'm banging back down another tenner. This guy's on form. He's got it, right? He's absolutely clutch." Anyway, does it. Misses everyone.
Oh, no.
So now she's in absolutely floods of tears.
Oh, my God.
Walking around. I've got this giant sloth I'm walking around with.
Yeah.
So, and I just felt like an absolute little bitch.
Yeah.
Just like the pathetic dad that couldn't do it
next
to fucking Michael Jordan and his massive sloth.
Yeah.
For my eldest daughter, it must have been so frustrating because when he scored two in a row, it looked so effortless.
Yeah.
It almost felt like he was missing on purpose, which he wasn't.
No.
But to her eyes.
Did he confidently go into the final ones for your daughter, or was he always a bit surprised when he sunk it?
He was surprised when he sunk the first one.
Yeah.
Surprised a bit when he got the second one. And then the third one, it was unbelievable. Everyone was like, "Oh my God," he had a crowd. It was amazing. And then I think we both just thought, the next one's in the bag.
Yeah,
if he, if I buy him 10 goes, he's getting one. But he didn't. But anyway, we recovered. She got a slightly better toy in the toy shop at the end. But it was a good day out at Legoland. I think it's good for young kids, really good for young kids. My kids, I think, might be getting a bit old for it now because they're just the thrill seekers.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, small business shout out, Josh, before we vamoose. Let me get my emails up.
Hey, Rob, on the small business shout out.
Yeah.
Do you remember I did a small business shout out a while ago about pen pal thing between children and old people?
Yes.
My daughter, we signed her up to it, and she's just got her first letter from a 91-year-old pen pal.
Is it?
Yeah, which I found, which she's so excited about as well.
What does it say?
So they've like drawn a picture. So she drew a picture of herself and said, so my daughter sent first, drew a picture of herself, and then they answer questions. And it's called, I've got it here, Crafting Connections. It's really good. So she's
my daughter would love that.
Yeah, she's got to write back to her 91-year-old pen pal. Yeah, so she just got her first letter.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. I haven't done that. I feel like I should now.
It's really good if anyone wants to do it. But sorry, it just flagged in my mind then. Right, let's do a new one.
I've got one that you're going to like.
Go on.
Okay, it's called www.adacamperhire.co.uk. And I'm spelling that AYDA, Camper Hire. And it is a camper hire based in Devon, located in Willand, not far from the J27 of the M5. Do you know it?
Willand? No, I've never heard of it. Willand, no. Village in England.
W-I-L-A-N-D.
Yeah.
Okay. They said Josh will know, so you don't.
No, I don't. I've never known Willand. I know where it is. I can sit on a map and go, oh, that's where it is. It's near Tiverton. But no, I've never been to Willand.
Okay, we would love to welcome Josh to come home and explore with us. Alternatively, being from Bexley, we could help Rob with exploring more than just Exeter. We're also pet friendly, so he can bring the Whippet along for family fun. So that's adacamperhire.co.uk. Regards, Lewis and Sarah, Ada Camperhire. And they're on Instagram, Ada Camperhire. It's a nice modern fancy one.
Oh, very nice.
It's like a big VW, but brand new, with a little lid pops up. Oh, that looks fun.
Very nice.
I said to Lou, should we get a camper van? She went, absolutely not. However, I do think she'd be in favour of hiring one.
Yeah.
I can only drive automatic, so double check it's an automatic, please, Ada. I'm pathetic, aren't I? Have you got a small business?
Yep. Hi, Rob and Josh. I work in a team of a small not-for-profit called Green Bums that would love a shout-out from you guys. We're a biodegradable nappy company selling bamboo nappies and pull-ups. Presumably, that's softer than it sounds, right? The idea is to...
I don't think they've used, like, pure bamboo like a panda would eat.
No, exactly. It's not like a kind of wicker chair.
They also do a sideline in E45 and Sudocrim for the ripped asses.
The idea is to reduce the number of disposable nappies that are sent to landfill, as these take an average of 500 years to decompose. Oh. This means that if Henry VIII had worn disposable nappies, they would still be decomposing today. Our nappies are completely biodegradable, except for their adhesive strips. We're working on ways to provide hot compost facility for customers so that nappies make the smallest possible impact on Mother Nature. It will really shock you to find out how much waste is caused by disposable nappies. You can find our website at www.greenbums.co.uk or facebook.com/ecogreenbums. Keep up the good work. Tom from Bournemouth. There we go. Rob, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Bournemouth, more like.
Oh, Bournemouth. That's nice.
Is that good? Is that good stuff?
And the most exciting thing, Rob, is we've recorded this. We've got no idea if it'll ever go out.
Isn't that the dream? We'd do it anyway, I think, even if it didn't go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Just me and you. We'll just record it. Michael pretends to go out. Just pops it in his recycling bin. Right, well, we'll see you Friday with another interview.
Fingers crossed.
Bye.
Bye.